Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bairn.
And we're back.
And Joseph Dames.
I don't mind kale. It's not my favorite.
This is Your Weather.
Well, hi, Joseph.
Well, good morning, Ian.
How are you?
You know, it's a Monday, even though I work on the weekend. It's still Monday and slow. I got my big cup of coffee. Let's just put it that way. How's it
big
going?
Big cup of coffee for the morning. Things are going pretty well around here. Obviously, I'm in today for Kelly, who's our general host of the Monday Your Weather Week podcast. Yeah. She does a great job hosting it. I do enjoy filling in. I think this is the first time I've filled in with just you. Usually, I'm replacing you. This week, I'm playing the role of Kelly.
Yeah, this is the first time. And for everybody that's out there, Ian and I have worked together at Coin for a while. I mean, since I've been at Coin, I've worked with you, whether it's been in the morning role, during the afternoon reporting, whatever it is, you know, I've worked with you.
Yeah,
so we aren't strangers.
We've no strangers, the first time on the podcast together, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Mentioned Kelly, no Kelly today. She is out on, I presume, a fabulous fun vacation. I'm very jealous of a little bit of a vacation right now.
Yeah.
In her place, I'm going to ask you an icebreaker question about vacations.
Oh, nice. Okay.
When you go on vacation, are you a sit on the beach and read a book person, or are you a go, 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 see and do everything you possibly can kind of person?
I would say I probably lean to the second one. I think I'm more, let's go check out some new scenes. Let's go taste some food, enjoy whatever culture is around that area. Just kind of take it in. Due to sometimes the lack of planning, you know, I'll end up in a spot where it's a relaxation type of day. But I definitely favor seeing more stuff that I'm not familiar with. I'll be honest, so I've never been outside the United States. I am a guy that's just been stuck and huddled into our little world. So my vacations have been just exploring, you know, the mountains of the United States, the ocean, south, east, whatever, every direction. I've just never been outside. It's actually tragedy. But anyways,
this last year has been a little tough to leave the country. Last year and a half has been a little tough to leave the country anyway.
That's true. Yeah. And it's something I really want to do. I just have yet to do it. I think my first stop is just going to be right across the way up in Canada, probably BC or something.
Shoot, you've never even been into Canada.
Not even up to Canada. And it's right across the street from us.
Yeah, it's right there.
So I think I'm going to start there. But I'm definitely into more exploring. What about you? I kind of feel like you would maybe be that way too, but I'm not sure.
We go one vacation full speed ahead, full throttle. And then the next one, we go and kind of sit around and be lazy.
Yeah.
So when we go to Europe, it's nonstop every day for as many days as we're there. I mean, we relax while we're there, obviously, and you know, sit outside at a French sidewalk cafe or go to, I don't know, whatever it is, however, a pub in London and relax in London. But those kind of vacations, we go and see we jam as much as we possibly can into them. We're generally a little more tired when we get home.
Yeah.
Than when we left. And then the other ones, we go to a place where there's water and a beach and try not to move.
Yeah.
Just sit there, you know, treat sunburn when we get it. And other than that, just try not to move.
I like that idea. It's a good way to approach it, I think, you know.
And it gets you the break you need. And then you don't feel guilty if you go, if you're going full speed ahead, you don't feel guilty like you could have done. I mean, you always could have done more, but you jammed your time full.
Yeah.
And then when you go to the relaxing vacation, you can feel just fine relaxing.
Yeah.
Just not doing anything. Those are my retirement planning vacations, you know, the ones where you just sit around and do absolutely nothing. So, yeah, I hope Kelly's out there doing something fun and looking forward to having her back later this week on Coin6 News this morning. And then she'll be back in on Monday morning for the Your Weather Week podcast next week.
Yes.
Speaking of Your Weather Week podcasts, Your Weather is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green. and wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires.
When you light a campfire, follow these safety tips. Clear around the campfire site, making sure it's free of flammable vegetation. Burn wood only. Attend your campfire at all times. To put out a campfire, drown the flames, stir the ashes, then drown it again. And make sure your campfire is dead out before you go to sleep or leave the campsite.
You can learn much more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. And Joseph, speaking of wildfires, I think the big news for everybody this week as we head into this week and we look at the weather, even waking up this morning, you could tell there is less smoke in the air, and it looks like it's going to stay that way for the next couple of days.
Yeah, smoke cleared out slowly through the week. I mean, Saturday was pretty much all smoky when I was in for the broadcast.
Yeah.
Sunday was a major improvement, especially by the like latter hours of the day. But you noticed it from the west to the east. So out towards Forest Grove, Hillsboro, I know folks were really enjoying a nice sunset, areas of Washington mm-hmm. County, beautiful clouds, cleaner air. And then through the day, it got a little bit better. And I think it's going to be the case as we go through our Monday and Tuesday. I mean, for the most part, we have cleared out most of the smoke west of the Cascades.
Less smoke. Does that mean we're in a couple days here of maybe not less fire danger, but reduced fire danger?
Yeah, the combination. We're doing everything Monday and Tuesday here. We're going to see less heat, which is wonderful because we finally broke the heat wave. I mean, we had 6 days of 90 degrees and above.
It was hot. There's just no question.
It was hot. It's the longest heat wave that we've had so far this summer. Now, did it stress us the same type of way that we had the heat in June, which was a whole mm-hmm. nother level? But this was the longest stretch of 90 plus days that we've had this summer. So six days, two of them we did break 100. We had 102 and 103 last week. So yeah, this was hot. So today's the first day we're actually going to break the heat wave. It's like breaking a fever or something. All of a sudden it's just better, you know? And we already noticed that in the morning hour. So yeah, we're doing everything. We're lowering the heat. We're getting rid of the smoke. And on top of it, relative humidity levels are going up, which is helpful for the wildfires across the region, because we actually have a little disturbance that's going to maybe bring in a little more moisture as we head into this evening and into tomorrow. So that's all great news for us.
Cooler temperatures, at least not cool, but cooler than we've seen the last couple of days.
Right.
So it's going to feel, it's going to feel cool. Higher humidity, you mentioned, chance for moisture. Is there any chance over the next 24, 48, 72 hours that we actually see any rain?
I think there's a small, small chance that we see some rain. And it kind of depends on where you're listening to this from. You know, if you're out along the Oregon coast, if you're you know, checking out the podcast and you're in Astoria down to Seaside, I think you have a pretty good chance to see some rain tonight and into tomorrow morning. In fact, I believe there's a couple drops over at Seaside even early this morning. So that's just a great sign for us in Portland, Hillsboro, down to Salem, even out towards Beaverton, Gresham. I think as we head into this evening, we have a really weak front moving through. And most of the time, those fronts, mm-hmm. they just fall apart. They bring in some clouds. We get maybe a gust of wind in the evening hours, and we stay away from the rain. But It may produce a couple drops out there, so I wouldn't be surprised if we get some, just a few drops out there. I wouldn't expect measurable rain for us, though.
So that's not, in your thoughts, likely going to be enough to really help the firefighting effort on the rain front. Little bit of concern there if there is some increased winds for crews. We've got a fire burning down by Salem now that we're paying attention to. Could be some real concern if they get hit with some winds.
Yeah, that's always a major concern. I would say, and I do dabble with, paying attention to fire forecasting and meteorology, but it's not my forte, but it is something that I definitely pay attention to, and I've learned a lot over my career. Just the higher relative humidity levels just is an extreme help. So I would say west of the Cascades and even into the Cascades, the next couple of days is actually beneficial for the wildfires. I think, or the wildland firefighters, I should say. I think that's okay. But usually when it's cooler and cloudier here west of the Cascades, the wind does increase east of the Cascades because it, the difference between the temperature and the difference between air pressure ends up cranking the wind east of the Cascade. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what that means for them. I know that that may cause some problems, but by Tuesday, the whole state is cooler. The relative humidity is up for at least 24 hours on Tuesday. So that should be beneficial for everybody. But I am concerned a little bit about the wind this evening and on Wednesday for Central Oregon.
So let's talk about the metro area here over the next couple of days. What are you seeing for highs, lows, and call it percent chance we might see a raindrop or
yeah.
two?
This is perfect weather, I would say, coming up the next couple of days. Perfect as, you know, just it's not overbearing with heat and it's not too muggy outside. It's closer to what we should be feeling like in summer. I mean, everyone knows that a summer in Portland and Beaverton and out in our direction could be beautiful. You know, it could be
right. It's not supposed to be like we've had it the last couple months.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be this stressful as far as like the heat just coming at us. So our average high is 83 degrees right now. And I think that's what we're going to get close to today. So we are almost in that sweet spot for our, you know, mid-August type temperatures for Monday. Clouds increase this evening as we have a weak disturbance moving on in. I would say there's about a 10% chance that we see some raindrops around Portland out, you know, in the Troutdale. But if you're out towards Molalla, Clackamas Hills, Marion County Hills, east of Salem, Silver Falls, that type of area, I think there's a good shot, maybe 25%, 30% shot that you get some light rain heading into tonight and tomorrow morning. If we see some rain around Portland, it's either going to be as that front passes through or early tomorrow morning when we have a little bit of moisture hanging around. But again, I think it's down to about 10%. So I wouldn't expect much. Our August has been dry. The summer's been dry. Spring was dry. Unfortunately, that's just been the pattern that we've been kind of stuck in that rut. But patchy drizzle is possible. Here's another thing. Overnight temperatures are going to be cooling down. So I think tonight we have temperatures down to like the upper 50s, which is nice.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah.
Less smoke, cooler temperatures. I get to crank the windows open in the house and rely on nature rather than the air conditioning that's been working overdrive. The last 2 months.
Yes. Yeah. If you have it, it's going. Yeah.
Nobody's working harder than my air conditioner at this point in time.
That's true. Yeah, so that's nice, and there's no better way to cool down than nature because it just helps everything out. So I think the next couple of mornings with temperatures in the 50s, we haven't had many mornings in the 50s. I think it's going to be noticeable if you're going for that morning walk, that run, taking the dog out, whatever it is. You know, it's going to feel better in the morning. Tuesday is going to be the day where we're in the heart of the thick of the cooler air that's moving over the top of us, and that's going to be universal through the state. Temperature is going to be lowering into the 70s, even out towards the Dalles and hopefully Pendleton. Those areas that have been, you know, unless you've spent some time out there, they've been in like the triple digits, upper 90s, like
most of the summer.
Yeah. And overnight temperatures in the 70s. So talk about, you know, a warm summer. So they're actually going to see that cool down too. We get into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I think we start seeing like conditions close to average, like a little above average, but I have us right around the mid 80s, like 85 and sunny Wednesday into the weekend. So outdoor weather, summer weather, not too extreme. I think it's going to be doable weather to kind of finish off the week.
Well, with the smoke out of here, that's a Chamber of Commerce type of week right there. That's a good excuse to get outside and have a little bit of fun. If you've got any energy left after your long stretch of work here, what are you going to do with your weekend?
Okay, so my weekend, if I think everybody knows this at this point in time, that is on Thursday and Fridays.
Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, so, and then I go in on Saturday. So my Thursday and Fridays are, you know, shaping up to be pretty nice. I went out to the Oregon coast this last weekend. I went out to Oceanside. You know, kind of hung around the Tillamook area, but more so out towards Oceanside. I couldn't do the heat anymore. Like I waved the flag. I was like,
I had to go,
you know, I couldn't do it anymore. And it was really nice. It was packed though. I'll be honest. Like I went on a Thursday and it was busy on a Thursday. I think everybody was like kicking out of town. You know,
we live out kind of the Portland Beaverton line, and we have to either go over or under the 26, depending on where we're going in Beaverton. And the steady stream of traffic headed west on the 26th has been pretty intense for the last 2 weeks. There seems to be more of a rush hour all hours of the day of people like, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to the beach.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. it was. I was leaving early on that Thursday, and there was just a stack of cars already. And I was like, wow, this is, I was like, please, everyone go towards Seaside. Because you know how there's that fork? And you're like, I'm heading out towards Tillamook area. I'm like, please stay straight. And it was busy. But it was worth it because that day, temperatures were, you know, 20, 30 degrees cooler along the coast. It was worth it. So I've been kind of in that mood again to just go out maybe to the coast or up to the mountain on my Thursday. So I think I might do that. Try to escape the heat a little bit. It's not too warm here, but I might just go check out a couple other locations, explore the, you know, it's not the end of summer yet, but I feel like we're getting close. So I'm trying to
take it. You feel like we're already running out of time?
I feel like we're running out of time, man. I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to do completely, but I've been, I've been just relaxing a little bit on my weekends. I've been reading a lot more. I'm just trying to actually appreciate the weekend. So yeah.
Take advantage of it and actually try and have a weekend.
Instead of doing chores, you know, sometimes you kind of get stuck doing chores or, you know, if you have a family, you're doing events with your kids all weekend. I mean, it's tough to find like a moment to do something for yourself. So,
I go back to my vacation point. That's why that is. Half of our vacations, we just go and do nothing.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to? You know, you like that 70 degree day that's sliding on in? Are you still looking forward to these warmer days?
My blood has, I guess the word would be thickened back up since I moved from Phoenix. I was really used to getting outside and doing things in Phoenix when it was 105 and 107, 109. I played a little golf on Saturday afternoon. Well, midday Saturday, and it was, I think it was like 88 and about 45% humidity, and I was in trouble.
Yeah.
I was miserable. It was that smoke we were talking about.
Yeah.
It just wasn't, I mean, I had fun, obviously, getting outside and doing stuff, but it was like, this is not a pleasant thing. So this weekend will be, as I look forward to later in the week and look into this weekend, I do have to do some of those chores you're talking about, but I think... we've been starting to keep our eye on the state camping websites to see if any reservations clear up and, you know, can just get out for a night.
Yeah.
We got a camping trip here in a couple weeks that I'm looking forward to, but, you said you feel like summer may be waning already, that we're running out of time to get done what everybody wants to get done in the summertime. And I think, well, why haven't we been doing it the entire time? And then I remember it's just been hot. That's why.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to being outside in the cooler temperatures.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you on the camping thing. I've been trying to hunt out. I got a new tent. So I was like, I want to go bust this thing out.
New tents are cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but it's, camping sites packed. I mean, you have to be on top of that. And I have not been on top of that. So.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's going to be a great week for everybody, so I hope they enjoy it. That's all I have.
Get out there and enjoy it. As always, we want to thank our partners at Keep Oregon Green. We've been talking about wildfires and wildfire season all summer long. We need to do our part. To find out more, head to keeporegongreen.org. And Joseph, have a good couple more days. Back on the morning show tomorrow, yeah?
Back on the morning show. It's a brutal transition, but
it is a brutal transition.
It's a fun shift, so join in.
Good. Well, enjoy it, and then we'll hear from you with your Weather Weekend podcast on Thursday.
That's right. Yeah. Talking to McMinnville about a weekend event they have going on there. Just a little tease.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Just a little bit of a tease.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joseph.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. The COIN Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.